Word on the street on Off the Ball.
Unfortunately, I think my word in the studio is just going to be nuance.
Nuance?
Yeah, it's kind of good. That's just my word in the studio.
Word on the street, available now on Go Loud app.
Off the Ball.
All right, delighted to be joined by Athlone Town captain, Hannah Wesch, as we have found out is the correct pronunciation. So, John Sullivan's here as well, the double champions from last year. So nice, Hannah, you won a double, you decided to stay in Ireland for another year.
Yeah, really excited, definitely. Came off on a high and looking forward to a new season.
You came here, I believe, did you kind of tout yourself out to clubs before you came to Athlone? And were Athlone the best club that came back to you, the only club that came back to you? How did that work out?
I think both statements are true, but yes. Definitely. When I started this whole professional journey, reached out to a lot of clubs. Athlone was the only one that hit me back.
How have you found the adjustment from Texas to the Irish Midlands then?
Yeah, really similar people, really nice, very, very kind people. Weather's very different though. But I would say that's the biggest difference.
I think the good news is you've got a new housemate in Dana Sheriff, who's back at the club. Great player to have back.
Oh, absolutely. I love Dana. I've only known her for a few weeks, but it really does feel like I've known her for years.
John, can I ask you just about how the postseason has been? Because obviously Kelly leaving was going to be a blow with the incredible season that she had last year. But to be able to replace her now with Noelle Murray, who scored so many goals in this league over the last decade, that's not a bad swap up front for you this season.
Yeah, look, Noelle's came in. She's sliding training, as well as Dana, as well as Hazel Dunigan, who people forget is there. Hazel's a fantastic striker. I think she had 100 goals in the youth league of the last 3 years also. So there's goals in abundance there in the squad. Kelly has left an imprint, but I'm pretty sure the group now can go on to further.
Were you hopeful of keeping her? Because after the cup final, she said, if we keep most of the group together, I'll consider staying. But the word I'd heard on the ground was that the national team were very much saying, we want you to go to the UK and go full-time pro. So it was probably going to be tricky to keep her at that point.
Yeah, of course. When you're in the national team, that's the aim, isn't it? The national manager wants every player to be full-time and playing at her maximum capacity. Right now, we couldn't offer full-time, and she's conquered the level at the moment. So, of course, she went on the bigger and better, and we wish her all the best. But in the meantime, we had Dana lined up prior to the cup final, so we were ready for the next move.
Does it happen Dana's coming back in? She knows the club already. You would hope that she's going to hit the ground running here.
Yeah. Yeah, Dana knows the club. She knows the town. She knows the stewards by name. Yeah, she's very comfortable, and I'm sure Hannigan elaborate a whole lot more on that. And, you know, when players are happy in the environment, only then can they flourish their ability, or should I say express their ability.
I guess when Noelle became available, that would have become a decision to go straight after her, given everything she's done. I appreciate she's now in her mid-30s, but a couple of years ago she scored in a cup final against your now team, and has scored a ridiculous amount of goals in the last 10 years in this league, and I presume very hungry after she's left Shelburne as well.
Yeah, Noelle's a winner. She's a winner. Every girl in our dressing room is a winner. If they weren't, they wouldn't be in the dressing room. You know, age is just a number, and I'm pretty sure she'll show that this year. She's flying in training. We're extremely happy with her. Yeah, look, revolving doors. It opened on our end and we accepted her in.
Anna, if I can ask you about just the town and the way the town has taken to this team. You were Grand Marshals in the parade last year. Go on to win the double. The town has come out to celebrate you. You carried the cup over the Shannon and all the kind of traditional things. And you've been getting great attendances coming as you've been successful with the 18 months or so you've been here as well. It's quite a remarkable connection that's built up with the town.
I mean, absolutely. I think the town has really just embraced the team. They've embraced our journey. I mean, whenever we went over to the Netherlands for Champions League, so many people came to support, as well as Glasgow for Europa Cup. So I think it's been really nice to see how they've just kind of opened us or welcomed us with open arms.
Because quite aside from winning the trophies domestically, that European adventure must have meant a lot to the team last year. I think back to beating Breidablik at home, those type of games during the summer. They were fantastic occasions, weren't they?
Yes, I mean, definitely my first experience, a lot of the girls' first experience on the European stage. But yeah, we're looking forward to, you know, hopefully furthering that campaign this year.
I appreciate it was obviously your first year playing in it, but how did you find the standard? Because you did very well in the early qualifiers, went over to that qualifying tournament in the Netherlands, and as you say, dropped into the Europa Cup after that as well. It was a very fruitful summer in Europe overall. Do you feel that Athlone can compete at that level and maybe even go a bit further than last season?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think we realize the standard, especially against Glasgow. I mean, they're a fully professional team, and like John said, we're not, but I think we were well into that game. I don't think the score really represents how the game went. But yeah, I think we definitely went, we know the standard, and now it's about matching it.
Before I ask John about him coming in and having a preseason and so on, you must have been really happy with the way you finished the season out, because other teams could have seen their form fall off a cliff. Manager leaves mid-season, you know, right in the end of that European campaign. It could have tailed off in a tight league campaign. You might not have won the cup, but you finished out the season wonderfully well.
Yeah, I mean, I think the best part about the team is we kind of focus on ourselves, and we don't really let outside noise get into our dressing room. And that's one of my favorite things about this team. It's one of my favorite things about each of these girls, is we really just focus on being the best for ourselves and to be proud of ourselves.
John was talking to Stephen Gray when he took over as CEO, and he was saying there's a massive commitment, not just from the owners, but from the front office in Athlone Town, that they want to put a budget behind this women's team. And he was saying that they're going to have to put as much money in as the men's team. That was really important for you. You know, you get your assurance about the contract, and I suppose an assurance that the budget is going to be there for you to have a very good playing staff here too.
Yeah, of course. Look, everyone needs assurance in life, don't you? And our players get that. They're all on pro contracts, and rightfully so. If we want to demand standards or raise standards, we must look at ourselves first and foremost. And like, overall, we want the WNL to improve in the next 5 to 10 years. So someone has to take that step forward, and we are very, very lucky that our overheads have done that for us.
When you came in, you were very keen to stress it was, let's get to the end of the season, let's see what happens, I'm here to do a job for the end of this. Do you feel more settled in the role now, having got to the end of the season?
Settled? Oh, all right, that's a good phrase.
In a good way?
Am I relaxed? Yeah, look, I'm relaxed. I'm quite confident in what we're doing. Very confident in what we're doing. The plan is going to, you know, everything's going to plan so far. It's only week eight of pre-season. We have meetings regularly with our overheads to see where we're going with the club. There's still areas of improvement that we're all aware of. You know, draw the thumb before you point the finger, as we say to each other. But we will improve over time. We're nowhere near the finished products, on the pitch and off the pitch. But, you know, with time we'll get better.
Given that time, given you've had a proper pre-season now with the team as well, does this help for you to implement your own plan with the team as well, as opposed to coming into midstream and trying to get them over the line in competitions?
Yeah, people ask that question all the time. My own stamp, my own imprint. Look, how the girls played last year is how I like to see football being played. How I think anyone in the world likes to see football being played. You know, not just formations, but the characters of individuals. When the going is good, when the going is not so good. You know, are they pulling each other out of holes? Are they pushing each other? The basics, yes, the fundamentals are nailed down to a T. But like the playing style, fantastic. The question I ask of us, and of course the group, and we planned it with, is how good can we do it, and how much more can we do it? Can we repeat it? And as Hannah mentioned, can we do it at a higher level? So that's what we're planning for.
Because it's a big challenge. I mean, going three in a row, you're getting into uncharted territory if this team were to do that as well. It's a challenge to keep everyone hungry and to keep everyone driven to keep those standards that high.
Yeah, of course. Look, every person in our dressing room has ambitions. And if she didn't, she wouldn't be in the dressing room. Some want to play for the national side. Some want to play in Europe. This girl right here wants to play in Europe, and rightly so. Fantastic footballer, and I strongly believe she's good enough to do it right now. Like, and I'm not just saying it because she's sitting here, but she's fantastic, and many of the girls are exactly like her. They have ambitions, and that's brilliant. So now let's work towards them.
For you, Anna, you were involved, I think, in USA underage squads, like under 17, under 18. I mean, residency obviously will take a few years. You can stay here a little bit longer, but if that was to happen, would that potentially become an interest to play for Ireland for you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I've seen the senior team play, and they play how I love to play football, and what an honor that would be.
Has it been a very welcoming place to come into? Because you know, Madison Gibson stayed here for quite a while. You know, players have come from outside. Dana's now come back for another spell at the club as well. I kind of wonder how an American finds the culture adjustment moving into Athlone as well. But you've obviously enjoyed it so far.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like I said, the community has welcomed me with open arms. They've really embraced, you know, the Americans, the core Americans on the squad. And it's hard being away from home and being away from family, but I've met some really, really great people in the community, and they make it all the worthwhile.
Also, the amount of people going to games is very, very important too. The men's team have struggled for crowds. I think that's very well known at this stage for the best part of a decade now. But for you guys, tail end of the league season last year, good crowds were coming in. People saw it in TG Carr, also when you're in the European run. That's all a great advertisement for the club, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of my favorite things to see at our games, and you know, crowds are coming, but the people in the crowds, I mean, you've got young girls coming willingly wanting to come to our games, and I think for me personally that's what it's all about. I mean, developing, you know, female football, and you know, just seeing the investment from families bringing their little girls, and interactions between, you know, the senior players and those girls. Like, I feel like that's what it's all about, at least for me.
Yeah, because when it comes to that investment as well, John, I remember when Nick Giannotti came down to speak to the fans, he came after one of the women's games of one of the European qualifiers, and he was again very keen to stress that he was behind the women's team. But there is this feeling maybe when new owners come in, they want to bring in players and sell them on and so on. But he says he wants the women's team to be a fairly key part of Athlone Town as a club.
Yeah, he does. Nick is a great guy, has massive plans for the club, and day by day he's showing it, he's showing his ability, the board are too, but like, he's got very good connections with the group on a personal level. Like, even when he's over, he'll make time, he'll go say hello to the girls if there's any concerns, anything that they need to raise, he'll go meet them in person. I don't know any owner who comes down to that level.
Yeah,
you know, it shows how much he cares about the girls.
I do appreciate as well, like, for both you guys, you've been part of the story for the last year and a bit, but like, how far this club has come in the last 6 or 7 seasons. I remember the first 2 years of this club, they were really struggling to win, a lot of those kind of growing pains. When you look at the context, maybe when you're in it, you don't think about it, but how far this club has come from where they started out around 2020 is incredible.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's brilliant. And as I remind people, when you mention the past, I'm like, it's in the past.
Yeah.
Now let's look forward. How far can we go? You know, and bring everyone on the journey with us.
Across the way from us here at the launch, we're actually looking at the Premier Division trophy, which is over there. It's quite an intimidating trophy. It's carrying up the stairs a few minutes ago. That's the standard you guys need to drive onto, though. Like, you're double champions. I think at this point, John, it's a case of, it's no longer a fairy tale story. Athlone have won their first cup, or have won their first league, or have done back to back. It's now, that's the standard you're going for every season, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. If it wasn't, well, then we shouldn't be in the seat. You know, that might sound a bit too arrogant, but it's not. Like, we know why we're here. It is to get that trophy at the end of the year. And we remind ourselves that every time we see each other. We're not here to be friends. We're not here to waste time. Time is precious in life. You know, make the most of your time. But at the end of it, are you lifting trophies?
Yeah. Last season had a very tight title race. Plenty of good teams around the top of the league. I'm sure you and Shells will be probably battling it out again. Let's see how Piedmont shape up and a few other teams that have been here at the launch today as well. I presume you're looking at, again, a very, very tight title race. And you're probably going to have to put a hell of a run together to win this league again this year.
I mean, absolutely. I think every game matters. Last year, we just fell a game short of a completely unbeaten season. And I think our expectation and our standard is to go completely unbeaten this year. I mean, that's the only way that we're going to be able to get better. And, you know, just trying to capitalize and get 1% better, you know, each and every day.
So we're going to be broadcasting the Women's FAI Cup and Off the Ball later this year. How special was Tala last season for you in completing the double?
Oh, that was so fun. I mean, we were speaking earlier, you and I, just how many supporters on both sides came. That is so incredible. I have played very few venues like that, and that, it really, it completes the experience, really.
Because I think as well, John, Hannah's come into it when, you know, women's football has got way more of a profile within the country. But even here at the launch today, like, the kind of exposure that's getting, the fact that Premier Division games are on TG Carr every weekend as well, this is almost unheard of territory, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's brilliant. I think I read something there recently. Viewership has never been as high. Numbers are through the roof. Social media is through the roof. Like, brilliant. Like, keep doing what you're doing. Like, our game wouldn't grow if it wasn't for you guys doing your work. And we're very, very grateful of it. Whether it's yourselves and Off the Ball, RTE Sport, TG Carr, it's incredible. It helps build the brand of the Women's National League and individuals within the league.
Do you share Hannah's belief that a near-perfect season would be needed to win that cup over there?
Does perfect really exist? It doesn't exist. So we strive for excellence, I keep telling myself. It will be tough. It'll be tougher than last year. The top four is a lot better than what it is now due to all the revolving doors in the off-season.
Yeah.
We've also improved, and I believe we'll continue to improve.
I suppose you have to keep improving as well. I think Shamrock Rovers, the internationals they've brought through, I saw a couple of them downstairs earlier, and you just kind of think, if that's the level of player that's moving into the top four right now to stay at the very top, you have to keep bringing the very best in.
Of course. You bring in the best, you become the best. You know, I've got a pocket full of quotes here. Hannah knows quite well. No, but you got to keep evolving. If you're not, you're just stagnating and going backwards.
Yeah. How is pre-season going? I know you've got a bit to go, but you've a President's Cup, I guess, to kick off the season first. How are you now a few weeks out from the campaign getting underway properly?
Absolutely flying. If I'm being honest, over-exceeded my expectations. that wasn't, they weren't on the floor, that's for sure. But they're flying, everyone's flying, the young girls are up, they're flying, like, and I keep forgetting what age they are. When I watch them play, I'm like, whoa, the future's bright in this place. The girls who came in, they've came in good, moulded very well. One or two coming back from long term injuries, they're like fresh air, bundles of energy.
What's your preseason been like? Did you get home for a while, or did you stay here?
Yeah, I was able to go home back to Texas for a few months. Yeah, it was really great to rest and recharge and be with family.
I just finished out. You're captain for the season. How do you feel about being skipper of this team?
It's an honor. It's an honor. I love these girls. These girls are literally the reason for me being here. Like, they mean the world to me, and so, yeah. It's great.
Don't worry about John beside you for a second. John, why have you picked her as your captain?
To be honest, it was a very difficult decision. Maddie Gibson also is an incredible leader. Leader, you know, without doubt. She's like the mother of the club. Yeah, if I look at the, if there was a club captain, I know they done it years ago in Tottenham. There was a club captain and a team captain. Like, Maddie is, Maddie and Hannah are like that, and I'm very, very grateful for that relationship. And I would never in a million years try to separate that. Maddie is, you know, she's the overall club captain, we'd like to say. Hannah is the team captain. The both of them lead in their own way, and I strongly believe the group look up to both of them for various reasons, and I can see the young girl striving to be her, and if not, they can't do that, be her, and, you know, be like Maddie in other areas. But I think with Hannah as captain, as Maddie as club captain, I think that's an amazing appointment with the staff.
I don't want to steal any players away from you with the international squads and so on, but I think Maddie's residency is very soon, where she can declare to play for Ireland potentially. Again, is she a player, given what she's done in this league the last three seasons ago, that you could see maybe getting into international squads?
I don't know what Carla looks for in players, if I'm being honest. She's doing an amazing job right now as national manager. I've spoke about certain players that we have. I know that she's focused on the girls who are residents of Ireland at this current time, and I hope one, if not at least two of them, can break into her squad this year. That's what we plan for. But if Maddie and Hannah stick around long enough and get the residency, we'll see if Carla decides are the next manager.
No pressure whatsoever, but your manager fully believes in you. Thanks a million for chatting to us, and guys, best of luck getting ready for the start of the new campaign and defending your two trophies.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is Off the Ball.